Hello, everyone. This is Harp.
And Maura.
And we're here at Culip's English Learning Podcast.
And don't forget to go to our website, culips.com. That's culips.com. And that is the website where you can become a member. And when you're a member, you have access to the transcripts for all of our episodes, more detailed explanations of the expressions we use, and quizzes to help test yourself after you've listened.
And if you're on Facebook, make sure you check us out there because we're always posting pictures and updates and we're answering your English questions.
Yeah, I check Facebook almost every day and I love hearing from people listening.
Exactly. We want to know all about you guys out there listening to us.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine you, so it's nice to know that you're really out there.
It is. So today we're doing a chatterbox episode, and that's where we chat. We talk about current events, cultural things, and from time to time we interview people.
Right. So today we're going to chat about a topic that everyone has experienced, and that is childhood.
Yes, we're going to start with talking about things that we had to do after school, chores, things like that.
And then we're going to talk about activities that we were involved in or that you could be involved in when you're a kid.
And then we're going to talk about what we did in our free time and what kids do in their free time here in North America.
All right. So let's first start with things that kids have to do.
Well, for me, I had to do the chores. I had to vacuum once a week. I had to do the dishes every day with my sisters. What about you?
To be honest, I didn't have very many chores to do. Sometimes I would have to clean the bathroom or help with the dishes. But one thing that my mom always got on our case about was cleaning our bedrooms.
I feel jealous when I hear stories like yours. I had to do the chores. I had no choice. Every week we had to vacuum, clean the bathroom. Our rooms had to be clean every day. We did the dishes every day after dinner. All the time. I can't believe you had it so easy for chores.
You know, when I think back though, I don't think I was very good at cleaning. I remember back when my mom would tell me to clean my room that I would start cleaning, I would close the door, but when my mom would come up a few hours later, my room was still messy. I was just having fun looking through my things, trying on clothes. I didn't organize very well.
Oh, Maura, such a silly goose. I love it.
Did you get money for your chores?
That's the other thing. No, I did not get money for doing my chores. My parents always said to us, what, we're going to pay you to do the work that you're supposed to do?
They do have a point, but many kids do get money for helping around the house. So if they are cleaning a room or vacuuming or doing the dishes, their parents might give them a certain amount of money for that.
You know, I have a friend and his weekly chore was that he was supposed to mow the lawn, like cut the grass outside. And his dad would pay him. I think it was something like he would pay him $25 a week to do this. But my friend didn't want to do it. So he would pay another kid younger than him to do it for $10 a week.
Oh my gosh, that's kind of sad.
But kind of smart at the same time.
Some kids are pretty smart.
Yeah. But I didn't get paid for my chores, so I had no money to pay anyone else to do it for me.
There's also a kind of kid that we call latchkey kids.
Yes, a latchkey kid is a kid who gets home earlier than his or her parents, and they have to open the door themselves and usually make a snack for themselves and maybe start homework by themselves.
So it's a kid who comes home to an empty house. And they have to have their own key because no one is there to let them in.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a latchkey kid.
Were you a latchkey kid?
No. When I was young, my grandparents lived with us. So they were always at home when we came home from school.
Ah, that's nice. My grandparents didn't live with us, but they were often around.
Okay, now let's move to our second topic. Some activities that kids do after school.
Well, the first activity that I remember doing when I was really, really young was soccer.
Oh, okay. You were in like a little soccer league?
Yeah. And that's a kind of sport that I think many very young children play. Mostly because it's very easy. You have a ball and you know that you have to kick it to the other side and try to score a goal.
I didn't play it when I was young, but I love watching some of my younger cousins or my nieces or nephews playing because they just look so cute playing it.
Yeah, they don't really play like adults and spread out over the field. They all chase the ball together, so there's a big group of them moving around the field. It's pretty cute.
It's adorable.
But, you know, soccer wasn't really my thing. So when I got a bit older, or maybe even around the same time, I also started taking dance lessons. And I took dance lessons for a really long time, something like 8 years.
I know, I'm so jealous that you got to do dance classes. Really wanted to do it. And I wish I did, because I'm a horrible dancer now.
That's not true, Harp.
Thanks, Maura, for being nice to me. But tell me again, I forget, what kind of dance classes did you take when you were young?
Well, I started off in ballet, and that's where most young people start. I also took, I think, 1 year of tap dancing, and then the rest of the time I took a jazz or modern dance class.
Very exciting. I remember taking swimming lessons when I was a kid.
Ah, yes, that's also something that a lot of kids are involved in.
Yeah, for my parents, it was very important that if when we were older, we went on a boat or we were near water, that we were able to swim.
Yeah, it is important. I think I just learned to swim, I don't know, from a friend or from my parents. I don't remember.
Another after-school activity that I did was skating.
Well, I think most Canadians at some point have skated.
That's true. I took it for maybe 12 lessons. And I remember starting by pushing the chair and then eventually being able to stand. But the classes were for speed skating. But really, I never learned how to speed skate. How are you supposed to learn in 12 lessons?
But I remember that too. When people are really young, little kids, and they're learning how to ice skate, we start by pushing chairs. I also took some skating lessons, and all I can really remember now is that my feet were really cold, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, and now anytime I go skating, people ask me, oh, can you skate? I say, of course, I took speed skating lessons when I was a kid. And they're really excited, and they believe it, until they see me on the ice.
It does sound impressive, speed skating lessons. But those are really just some of the activities that kids can do. There are all kinds of sports. I think now more than when we were a kid.
Yeah, there's so many different types of activities you can do after school. Did you ever do brownies or girl guides?
You know, I didn't, but I was always kind of jealous of the kids who did it.
Yeah, it always seemed like fun. I don't think I knew a single kid who took them. I just remember reading about it in books.
No, I definitely knew some of my friends who did it. And what that really is, brownies or girl guides, is a kind of group where the young girls get together and it's a bit about helping out your community and learning skills and also being outdoors. So they might go on camping trips.
And you would get badges if you knew how to do something well, I think, right?
Yes, badges. That sounds right. Since we both weren't in it, we're not experts.
No, but we'll try to include some information in the learning materials.
That's a good idea. All right. So let's talk about one more aspect of childhood, which is free time. So after you did your chores and after you participated in the activities that your parents had signed you up for, you might also finally have some free time to do whatever you like.
Yeah, I remember that time when I was a kid and you were finally free after your homework and your skating lessons or your swimming lessons, and you could go outside and play.
Yeah, I lived on a small street, and I remember that after dinner or whenever I had free time, I would walk out onto the street and some of my friends would come out onto the street too. And we usually wouldn't go to each other's homes. We would just play outside on the street.
Yeah, I remember that too, actually. It was a pretty small street and we just played outside. And I remember we played hide and go seek and we played on the whole block. You could hide anywhere, in anyone's backyard, anyone's house. Not inside, of course. You were playing outside. It's a big area to play in when you're that little.
That is a really fun game, hide and go seek, especially when there are a lot of places to hide. If you don't know that game, it is a very simple game where everybody or almost everybody hides and one person has to go and try to find where everyone is hidden.
Yes. It was fun, but more fun when you're hiding rather than when you're doing the seeking or finding.
Yes, that's true. Especially when the person looking for you walks by you and you're nervous and trying not to make a noise.
I know. I remember even now that when someone would walk by me and I was hiding, I would always start giggling so they would find me.
So are there any other games that you used to play?
I remember playing I Spy a lot with my sisters when I was young.
You know, I remember playing that when we were in the car because we were so bored if we were driving somewhere farther away. So we would look around at things in the car and play I Spy. Now, I think we might need to explain how to play I Spy.
Okay, so basically, I Spy is where one person picks something, an object, in the room or in the car or wherever you are, and the other people have to guess what it is.
Right, and you only give one hint, which is the color. You say, I spy with my little eye something that is blue, or whatever color. And then all the other people have to look around the space trying to find what blue item you might have chosen.
Oh, and this is an interesting thing, Culips listeners, because I didn't play the game the same way.
Well, how did you play it?
So, for us, you would have to say the first letter of the word. So, I spy with my little eye something that starts with the letter B. And then they would have to say all the B letter objects.
Oh, interesting. Your way sounds more sophisticated because you would have to know how to spell.
Yeah, I guess maybe we started with the colors, but I remember with the letters when I was older.
Ah, interesting. That often happens with children's games that are just passed around orally. They get changed from one person to the next or one family to the next.
Yeah, exactly. What were some other things you did in your free time, maybe on the weekend?
Well, on the weekend, I know that when I was a kid, I didn't really sleep in because I didn't want to miss the morning cartoons.
Yeah, Saturday morning cartoons.
I think they probably started pretty early and there was a few hours of cartoons in a row.
Yep. I love sleeping in, and I've always loved sleeping in, so I think I only got to watch about an hour of cartoons a week, but it was still fun.
The older I got, the less cartoons I saw, but it seems a funny way now to start your weekend, to wake up and then watch a few hours of television.
It's funny because now you have all these TV channels like Teletoons, or I don't know what they're called, but they're just cartoons all day. But when we were young, you would only have cartoons on Saturday morning or maybe just for an hour or two after school.
That's true. Things have changed, although I'm sure on some stations, Saturday mornings, they play cartoons.
Yeah, they must.
They must. We don't know. We're old now.
Yeah, we don't watch cartoons anymore.
Childhood is just a distant memory.
Yes.
All right, so, you know, now this episode has me feeling so nostalgic for my youth. You know that expression, youth is wasted on the young.
I know, to have all that free time and to have all that time for activities where you could learn new things.
And not many responsibilities. Yeah, so when you're young, you don't really appreciate how awesome it is to be young. Only when you're older can you really appreciate what it's like to be young.
I know. When you're young, you keep thinking, oh, I can't wait to be old and be a grown up and do this or that.
And then you get there and you're like, wait a second. This isn't so great.
I guess the grass is always greener on the other side.
That is true. So we'll go back over what we talked about. The first thing we talked about is chores or other things that you had to do when you were a kid.
Yep. And then we talked about some after school activities we did when we were kids.
And then with the rest of your time, you had free time to do whatever you wanted. I'm still so jealous of that.
Me too.
All right. So don't forget to visit us on Facebook or Twitter and go to our website, culips.com. That's culips.com.
Yes, become a member. You get access to all the learning materials and you also support us when you become a member.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye, everyone.